Now, going back to that verse that we said that there's a blessing associated with Maaser Sheni, so the rabbis allowed you to act cunningly with Maaser Sheni. Ketzad, and how could you do that? Omer Adam Livnoev Lebito Hagadolim, one could say to his son, his daughter, who's both who majors, they're not minors, La'avdol Vishchasa Ha'ivrim, or his Hebrew manservant or maidservant, he could say to them, Halach Maas Elu Poydelach Lach, Maaser Sheni Zeh, take, here is money, redeem for yourself this Maaser Sheni. So what is he doing? He's giving the person the Maaser Sheni, right, and the money, and he's saying to him, you redeem it. He's making it, sorry, he doesn't give him the produce, he just gives him the money. It's his produce, and he gives the servant or the son the money. Why is he doing that? To get out of the fifth, right? He's getting out of paying the fifth. And that is okay. And the rabbis allowed that because of the blessing associated with Maaser Sheni. But he can't do this with his minor sons or daughters, or with his non-Jewish manservant or maidservant, because their hand is as his hand, meaning whatever he gives them, he owns anyway. So the minute he gives them the money, he owns the money again, right? So there's no separation over there, and it would be as if he's redeeming his own Maaser Sheni produce again.